Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Up to 15% of couples have trouble conceiving, and then that number continues to increase each year. As a result, many couples are turning to alternative methods in hope of growing their families. And millions of couples are seeing, you know, success through egg donation, sperm donation, embryo donation, and surrogacy. With these third-party methods, there could be some cause for legal concerns. And that's why we're so excited today to be chatting with Amanda Troxler, founder of Trox Law in Los Angeles. Amanda has been practicing family formation law since 2013, and she represents hundreds of intended parents, donors, and surrogates a year. Amanda is going to discuss with us things you should know about when weighing your options, the differences in potential legal problems, and much more. So
Hi, Katie.
Hello. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to meet you. Nice to join you.
Yeah, welcome to our live. Thank you so much for taking the time. Tell us a little bit about your background and like how you became a lawyer.
Yeah, I became a lawyer because I graduated from college with a creative writing degree and didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was trying to decide between getting an MFA, a Master's of Fine Arts, or going to law school, and I just selected law school. That's the simple answer. So I didn't know what I wanted to do when I first went to law school.
That's funny. You specialize in family formation law. What is that?
Yeah, family formation law, another phrase for it is third-party reproduction. It's where a person, we normally call it an intended parent, someone who intends to be a parent, will use the services of an egg donor, a sperm donor, or a surrogate in order to create their family. And as attorneys, we make sure that the person who is intended to be the legal parent has full rights and responsibilities, and the person who is not intended to be the legal parent does not.
So you mentioned in your personal story that what has led, you know, has led you to become a family formation lawyer. How so? Tell us about it.
My background's a little bit unique from my time. I was raised by my father, who was a single gay man, and that's, you know, much more common now. It was not common in the 80s and the 90s. That's what really drew me to family formation law, is I wanted to protect families, and I wanted to make sure that families could grow in a way that was secure.
Well, somebody just posted a testimonial. Amanda is the best.
Thank you very much. I would also want to mention that after I was practicing for about a year, I became an egg donor. And so I donated to six families. And that just really solidified, you know, my love and passion for this field. So I have my own personal experience as well.
Oh, wow. So before we get into the law, we know that you're not a doctor, but on a high level, could you explain, you know, the difference between, you know, egg donation, sperm donation, embryo donation, and surrogacy? Because many of the followers, you know, are just considering these options and might not understand the difference.
Yeah. So egg and sperm donation, both are forms of gamete donation, which means you're donating genetic material. Those are very similar. You know, either it's a man who's providing sperm and without the intention of being a parent, or one who's providing eggs. And the only real difference, of course, is that egg donation is far more invasive than sperm donation. Embryo donation is where a person or a family has maybe completed their own family, their own fertility journey, and they have leftover embryos. Those embryos may be created with their own genetic material and or with donors, and they've decided to donate those embryos to another person or family so that they can be the legal parents of any child born from those embryos. And then surrogacy is where you have a woman who carries a pregnancy for another person or couple. The most common form of surrogacy is what we call gestational surrogacy, which means that the woman carrying the pregnancy is not genetically related to the child. The embryo was either created with the intended parent and with the donor.
Mm-hmm. So many different options.
Yes.
So do donors have any legal rights that we should be aware of?
So the answer is a little bit more complicated than you may think, in that it really depends on your state law, and you want to make sure whatever you're pursuing, any sort of gamete donation, that you know what your laws say and that you talk to an attorney in your state to make sure that you're doing everything properly. Because you want to make it, ideally, if everything's done correctly, no, donors don't have any rights or responsibilities, but if somebody who intends to be a donor doesn't fall under the legal requirement or legal definition of a donor, they may have rights and responsibilities. So for instance, with sperm donation, you have the possibility of working with a clinic or potentially doing an at-home insemination. If you're going to do an at-home insemination, make sure that that is okay under your state law. Otherwise, you may run into issues.
Oh, wow. So this makes like talking to a lawyer really, really important.
Yes, sometimes I have people come to me who want to do sperm donation, but they don't want to do an artificial insemination, you know, and definitely talk to an attorney. My short answer to that is don't do that.
So in a recipient's perspective, because, you know, because a lot of our audiences are, you know, in a state of trying to conceive or maybe experiencing unexplained infertility. So in a recipient's perspective, like, what are the things, considerations we should be thinking about when it comes to, you know, different situations, like, you know, starting for egg donation, in terms of what should be aware in terms of, like, egg donor law?
Yeah, so again, make sure you know that you're talking with an attorney in your state, you're meeting all the requirements, because it is state-specific. So definitely make sure that you're talking to an attorney and that we are proceeding in a way that is, you know, legally secure. And always, always, always have a contract with your donor and never proceed with an egg donation or sperm donation without having a legal agreement.
So that's the same thing that with the sperm donor law then.
Really, yeah. Similar. Very similar in sperm donation. I mean, we've had sperm donation for a very, very long time. You know, egg donation is relatively new in comparison to sperm donation. We've been doing egg donation since the 80s. Egg donor laws were sort of modeled after sperm donor laws. And some states may or may not have an egg donor law. They may be looking to sperm donation, you know, by analogy. And some states will have clear laws about egg and sperm donation.
And then when it comes to embryo donation, I know that's a little more complicated, and that probably would be a little bit different because the, you know, egg is already fertilized. Mm-hmm. So anything we should be aware of embryo donation?
Yes. Again, make sure you know your state laws, and you keep saying that. But, you know, even here in California, we just recently updated our laws this year that specifically address embryo donation. Before, we didn't. We had egg donors don't have rights, sperm donors don't have rights, and embryo donors, we were doing these agreements with the caveat is we don't have a specific statute about this. We do now. And so that's the good news in California.
Oh, wow. Yeah, embryo donations, I think it's like quite new to many people. Like, I actually didn't know about embryo donation until like last year, literally. And then there are services almost like the embryo dating site where you're the intended parents will almost like date the original parents from the embryo, which is really interesting.
It's like online dating for sure. And then in terms of like legal, I mean, people are just constantly trying to catch up with the medical advances. So we're always a little bit behind with our laws and just trying to catch up with how quickly the doctors are moving.
Yeah. So lastly, in terms of like surrogacy, which is probably the most complicated of all, like what should be aware when it comes to like surrogacy arrangement?
Yeah. So you need to know in the state where the surrogate is delivering, who can legally be an intended parent. Some states may require marriage. They may require that you use your own genetic material. In California, we have an intent-based law, meaning whoever's intended to be the parent is a legal parent, so it's much more inclusive than other states. You also have to consider who in your state can be a surrogate, what are the requirements under that law, and then also what payments can be made to the surrogate, if any, and then what's the process for establishing your legal parentage? Is this something you can do prior to the birth, or is this something that you have to do following the birth of the child?
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's... So just give me a call if you have any questions, basically, because I'm just nuanced.
Yes, I know international surrogacy is like also quite different from the domestic surrogacy now. Like even for domestic surrogacy, there's complication of like, you know, different state mandates and everything. Wait. Wow. We have established the bottom line. Everyone who's thinking about any of these options, make sure you talk to a lawyer, talk to a attorney.
Absolutely. It's indispensable.
Yes, absolutely. So if someone would like to work with you, what does the consult look like? And then what can I expect?
So welcome to reach out to me through my website or through my email. I do free consultations, so I don't charge for an initial consultation. I don't collect any fees until we're ready to start a contract. So feel free to give me a call with any questions. And I'm here for you. I want to make sure, you know, that everyone is practicing safely and that all their, you know, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's.
Yep. Well, another testimonial. Always start your surrogacy journey with a talk with an attorney like Amanda. Absolutely.
Thank you.
What other services do you provide?
So all we do is fertility law. I don't practice any other area of law. I do egg donation, sperm donation, embryo donation, surrogacy. I've been doing this exclusively for 10 years. It's all I do all day long. The only other services that I do provide is for surrogacy, you'll need a parental order. So you need to get a court order to establish who's a legal parent. I do that. And then I also will do step parent or second parent confirmatory adoption. So sometimes in the same sex couple, if they're using a sperm donor, it's a good idea for the non-gestating parent to obtain a court order of parentage to make sure that they're safe, you know, wherever they go.
Oh, wow. So how could people reach you? Through your website, or can I DM you?
Yeah.
Through Instagram?
Absolutely. Through my website, www.troxlaw.com, my email, amanda@troxlaw.com, and then also you're welcome to DM me.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. This is amazing. So much information. And we'll make sure we include all your info in this post promoting this Instagram Live. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day.